AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. More than 40 million people are on the move this 4th of July holiday weekend. AAA's Heather Hunter.
That's the highest level that we've seen since 2007, and we're actually expecting more drivers than we have on record going back to 2000, with 35.5 million Americans taking a road trip.
Celebrations include parades, concerts, fireworks, and for Coney Island, the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Julie Walker caught yesterday's weigh-in.
The weigh-in is less of a formality and more of a fun time for those involved, including announcer George Shea.
They say that competitive eating is the battleground upon which God and Lucifer wage war for men's souls, my friends, and they are right.
Nella Zizzer from New Zealand thinks she has a shot in the women's division because she won a pizza eating contest.
I end up beating like 19 big men who are like already competitive eaters by three slices.
Last year's women's winner ate 34 hot dogs and the men's winner downed 61. Julie Walker, New York.
For tens of millions of Greeks, today is a day of waiting for tomorrow's referendum to accept or reject a financial bailout for their reeling economy. Polls show the vote is expected to be too close to call. AP's Derek Gotopoulos reports the government wants the voters to reject the plan.
Government is still strongly backing a no vote, arguing that it would strengthen Greece's position in negotiations with creditors.
Greece defaulted on billions of dollars in loans earlier this week. The owner and crew of a capsized ferry in the central Philippines are facing criminal charges, including murder charges. The ship capsized on Thursday, shortly after pulling out of port, leaving 59 people dead. Officials say 145 people survived, including the crew. The complaints were filed late yesterday as the ferry was being lifted from the water. This is AP Radio News. As the Justice Department investigates possible collusion in the airline industry, experts say the government faces the burden of proving the carriers were deliberately signaling business decisions to each other. Question is whether airlines have been legally following each other's business practices or illegally conspiring. Grateful Dead says, after 50 years, it's the end of the line. Jackie Quinn has more.
You come with me.
The Deadheads are coming to Chicago for the weekend for the final shows of the Grateful Dead's Fare Thee Well Tour. The concerts are at Soldier Field, which is not a coincidence. It's the last place that Jerry Garcia played with the band before he died in 1995. There's a museum there, which is also capturing the essence of the band, displaying artifacts like the skeletons and Rose's artwork. After decades on the road, the iconic band is finally taking a rest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.